Another issue about this HER2 study, obviously, going back to the BuzzDAR original regimen, is the question of trastuzumab and an anthracycline on board at the same time. What are your thoughts?
That regimen has really given us such hope and excitement because, as we've learned from this BCIRG trial that sort of turned everything on its head, I used to formally think of topo II isomerase as an anthracycline receptor. And now we know that HER2 positivity itself is like an anthracycline receptor. So it seems to me that you have a somewhat targeted agent in the anthracyclines. And then if you have the trastuzumab on board, again, you're doing a double whammy on this tumor. And I mean, the data speak for themselves, these high response rates. The other thing that's very interesting is the whole notion of combined chemotherapy and hormone therapy. And when you look at some of the histologic studies that have been done where they look at patients getting Herceptin plus chemo versus Herceptin minus chemo, not simultaneously, then you see a greater influx of these lymphocytes, these killer cells. So somehow the combination of the two of them causes really triple whammy killing because, again, the Herceptin and being an antibody has that Fc portion that pulls in all these immunologic cells. So in our hands, we have been able to reproduce what Dr. Bustar showed. That is, if you just give four cycles with a slightly attenuated doses of the epirubicin at 75, you can get away with it. Dr. Venturini did a study also looking at FEC-75 with trastuzumab, and he found that up to four cycles, nobody got into trouble. But if you pushed it to eight, you started seeing problems.
In terms of ejection fractions?
In terms of ejection fractions.
And you said you've looked at it too?
In the study that we currently have, when Dr. Bustar's data became available, we had to stop the presses. And we wrote an amendment, if you are HER2 positive, we will give you Dr. Bustar's FEC-75 plus Herceptin. So all of those patients got the Bustar regimen, and we've not seen any cardiac toxicity.
That's interesting. So how many patients got treated that way?
I think it's approximately 20 patients.
And he's got not a whole lot of patients.
He doesn't.
I mean, 40
right.
or 50. But I guess right now, putting all this together, we're not seeing any strong signals in terms of the heart.
No, we're not seeing any strong signals in terms of the heart. And obviously, we're all very careful about the patients that we put on. Edith Perez has told us previously, you look at the age, you look at the ejection fraction. So you have to be very discriminating.